So, I wanted to start off with a strange story. You know, this Bigfoot topic seems to keep coming up again and again, but that's not a bad thing. So I recently came across this this theory that Davy Crockett might have encountered Sasquatch or, you know, Bigfoot. Now, we can only imagine some of the incredible things seen by the first pioneers on the American frontier. I mean, there's untouched reservoirs, fields of meadows with no roads, and skylines made only from mountaintops. But greater still is the excitement that came with experiencing new flora and fauna. But of all the documented wildlife encounters, none quite comes close to the harrowing claims by Davy Crockett. Now, for those who aren't familiar, Davy Crockett was well known in America as a national icon. In the 1800s, he swooped into society with impeccable military prowess and maintained a respectable position in Congress for many years. But the political lifestyle soon took its toll, and Davy decided to head west to Texas with a crew of his own. And the team was determined to reach the new land despite the ongoing territory dispute with Mexico. Now, it was on this journey that Davy Crockett encountered an incredible sight worth recounting in a letter to his brother-in-law. So Davy recounted events from the frightening experience. The men had been hard at work all day, toiling away in the infamous Texas heat. He was clearing brush from a thicket alongside William Patton. The two were exhausted and stopped for a well-deserved break. Mr. Crockett put his tools down and began to wipe his brow, but no sooner did he cast his axe aside, a huge monster apparently appeared before his eyes. Now, he described the creature as a large ape-like monster. The beast was covered from head to toe with thick fur and had small, beady eyes. He recalled huge rows of teeth visible and towering above him. The monster had an incredibly foreboding presence. Davy Crockett claims to have spit out his food in fear at the sight of this thing. But perhaps the strangest part of the entire encounter was what the beast did next. Instead of viciously attacking the men, the creature instead had a message. Davy Crockett recounted the warning he received from the monster. Apparently, the monster said, "Return from Texas, flee this fort, and abandon this lost cause." Now, of course, he was at a loss. This was surely the strangest encounter of his entire journey. He spoke up to the monster, questioning his message, but it was to no avail. Before he could indulge himself with the grace of an explanation, the monster disappeared before his eyes. He described the exit like morning steam swirls off of a frog pond. Now, the experience left Davy Crockett completely unsettled. He described in his letter an inability to consume meat for a couple of days following the experiment or the experience, excuse me. Davy Crockett had an honest reputation through years of loyalty to his country through military and political service. The man was also well known for his strong Christian values, which he outlined himself in the letter. Davy swears by the encounter, not once but twice in the letter, to his brother-in-law. Now, was it the Texas heat or something much bigger that tried to warn Davy and his men? Only Davy and William Patton can definitely say what happened in Texas that day. And what we can do is just kind of speculate on that. You know, did he really see that or not? There was also stories so that came out later recounting this, because this was in 1836 in Nacogdoches, Texas. That's when Davy Crockett and this Bigfoot prophecy thing happened. But this is what it said in the actual letter. This is Davy Crockett's own words. Quote, "William and I were pushing through some thicket, clearing the way when I sat down to mop my brow. I sat for a spell, watching as William made his good and fine progress. I removed my boots and sat with my rations, thinking the afternoon a fine time to lunch. As the birds whistled and chirped, I ate my small and meager ration. I tapped my axe upon the opposite end of the felled tree I rested upon. Whether it was the axe's disturbance or possibly the heat of the high sun, which caused an apparition to slowly form in front of our eyes, I know not. As a Christian man, I swear to you, Abe, that what spirit came upon me was the shape and shade of a large ape man, the likes we might expect among the more bellicose and hostile Indian tribes of the territories. The shade formed into the most deformed and ugly countenance, covered in wild hair, with small and needling eyes, large broken rows of teeth and the height of 3 foundlings. I spit upon the ground the bread I was eating. The monster then addressed a warning to me. Abner, it told me to return from Texas to flee this fort and to abandon this lost cause. When I began to question this, the creature spread upon the wind like the morning steam swirls off a frog pond. I swear to you, Abner, that whatever meat or sausage disagreed with me that afternoon, I forswore all beef and hog for a day or so afterward. So, you know, we all know what happened at the Alamo. Most Crockett scholars ignore this passage as a silly story to entertain his friend in a personal letter, and that could be the case, though some Bigfoot scholars remain convinced that the creature reached out and tried to save the frontiersman the horrible fate that was soon to befall him. Now, whether or not you believe in this, it's an interesting story, especially because he doesn't describe it necessarily as a physical animal or a physical being, but more of a spirit type of thing. Now, maybe like he seemed to hint at in the letter, maybe he had some food that had gone bad, and maybe it messed with him and it caused him to hallucinate. I don't know about that, or maybe it was some type of spirit trying to warn him of something. Now, typically, if something is looking like that, you would think that that would be something evil or demonic. Now, why an evil or demonic being would want to warn Davy Crockett about what was going to happen, who knows? It could be various things because of Indian tribes with certain beliefs in that area. That could just be the spirits that those tribes brought forth, or the whole thing could have been a big hoax. You know, maybe it was somebody playing a trick on him. There's a lot of different possibilities here, or it could just be that he made the whole thing up. You know, I mean, we can't completely discount that, but it's a really interesting story. It's an interesting piece of Bigfoot lore or mythology. And depending on how you take it, it's either evidence that there is some creature in the woods that's ape-like in appearance and larger than a man, or that thing is a spiritual entity of some kind, or it's nothing at all and it's just a part of people's imagination. But I came across this story. I personally had not heard it before, so it was interesting to me, and I wanted to bring it up on this show because it seems that quite a few people who follow this channel have an interest in Bigfoot, which is strange because up until recently I didn't really talk about Bigfoot that much. But I've said before, you guys run the show, you tell me what you like and I will cover it. And I've gotten a lot of response from previous Bigfoot videos. Again, as I've said on many other Bigfoot videos, I'm still torn on the issue and I still get blasted for that in the comments section, because people will say things like, you know, if you can't believe in Bigfoot after all the evidence, then there's just no hope for you. You just got your head in the sand. For one thing, I never said I didn't believe in Bigfoot, but I didn't say I do believe in it either. I don't know what to do with it. Like I've said in other videos, the evidence is subjective. It's always a personal encounter. Now, there have been certain, you know, DNA evidence and things like that, but even that is split on how to interpret it, because there's no definitive proof that everybody can agree on. You know, it's split. So there's two sides to even the physical evidence that's claimed to be in support of Bigfoot. So who knows? But I think it's an interesting story. And hey, if you're upset at me for not buying totally into it, at least you got somebody who's willing to talk about it, who's willing to talk about it even if they're not completely sold on it. I mean, to me, that I would think that would be more interesting. To me, I'm interested in that. I don't want to hear like an ideologue or somebody who just mimics and parrots what everybody else says about a certain thing. I want to know what somebody thinks when they actually take time to think about it, and maybe their view isn't perfectly in line with everybody else's view on that topic. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I enjoy, especially when it comes to politics and things like that. So I would think that would be interesting. Maybe it's not for everybody. That's okay. But But anyway, in any case, I would like to know what you think about this story with Davy. Did Davy Crockett actually experience Bigfoot here? Was it an animal? Was it a spirit? Was it nothing? Did he make it up? Did he have some bad food? Is this whole thing a hoax? Or is there something real to it? I would love to know what you think. Leave me a comment in the comment section below, either on YouTube or the many other platforms that I'm on. I just started up on a One Way, MeWe, and Minds, so I'm on all that too. I would love to know what you think. Let me know.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.